Joyce Burton with Friends of Nelson wasn't sure if her group might appeal yesterday's ruling. She noted a similar case in Augusta County is headed for Virginia Supreme Court and claimed the fight had just begun.
The process is not anywhere near over. You know, Dominion filed its first lawsuits against landowners more than 2 years ago. Their project is more than a year behind. Time is really on our side here, and we're going to keep fighting it tooth and nail because this is wrong on so many levels.
For example, Burton says opponents could stop or slow the project by objecting to a federal government report claiming the pipeline will have minimal environmental impact.
You know, we've been doing studies of the soils here in Nelson County and the steep slopes, and there's all sorts of ways that we believe that the impacts of this pipeline are going to be very, very severe. If they have ignored the clear evidence that we're presenting to them in our comments, then we will take that through the courts if we have to.
And should that prove unsuccessful, Burton says there's another legal issue that could be raised in court.
It's wrong that people should have their land taken by eminent domain for a for-profit corporation. This is not to build a school. This is not to build a road. This is to build a gas pipeline so that Dominion can make more money.
Dominion and its pipeline partners say the project will create jobs and cheap gas will benefit consumers while stimulating the economy. I'm Sandy Houseman.